And the Bible says that, you know, that this is the best for us that is given to the Lord. It is to those who seek that fight, and it's also to those who doubt that the doors are open to. And when I was reading in Matthew 15:7, if you can bring it up. I read what I wrote down. It says that that will be given to you. It will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. It says that for everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Praise the Lord. Ask will be given, right? Matthew 7:7. Ask will be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, and the door will be what? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, just like it's not uncommon for you to ask questions, you know, it's also not uncommon for you to know the answers. Praise the Lord. And that is why teaching is very important. For you to grow, for you to hear from God, you have to be at a seat, and you have to place yourself in a position to be taught. Praise the Lord. That is what verse 2 was talking about this morning when he said that, you know what, it is important that we come to hear from God. Praise the Lord. Because those who are effectively taught are those who grow in knowledge. Praise the Lord. This is when we talk about being taught or teaching, we're not just talking about teaching based on feelings. We're talking about us being taught the undiluted Word of God. Praise the Lord. Because that, the Word of God is the Word that heals, and it's also the Word that reveals our identity in Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, if you look at the ministry of Jesus, he delighted in what? In teaching. That was his passion. That's what he was passionate about. At any given time, he had the opportunity to teach. What did he do? He taught people. Praise the Lord. And when he taught them, and you can see that the doors that he taught, you know what? Their mindset, they begin to shift from whatever they have been inspired. Praise the Lord. That's why the pastor stood up here and was talking about that some of the things that we watch, some of the things that we give our ears to, you know, it's like the seed that's being planted. You may not know how it will affect you, but it does have some effect on you. Praise the Lord. So that's why it's key. We have to pay attention to the things that we watch. And you know what? Just what does the Bible say? The Bible says that we should guard our heart, right? With all diligence. So it means that we have to, you know, be mindful of the things that we expose ourselves to. Praise the Lord. Now, this is, if you look at, like I said before, if you look at the ministry of Jesus, he delighted in teaching. Because he knew that teaching would not only, you know what, wipe the blood. Let's say if you know what, somebody cut themselves, right? If you wipe the blood and you leave the wound, what happens? Did you do anything? No. You have to wipe, go to the wound, right, and clean it up. That's why Jesus was doing when he had the opportunity. That's what he was doing. He did not just, you know what, wipe the blood. He also cured it. You know, he cleaned the wound, make sure that everything is removed. Anything that's there that will make it to rot, what did he do? He removed. That was the key thing in teaching. When you're teaching someone something, what you're doing is that it's, you know, whatever they do before, you know, you're putting something new there that they can stand upon. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now also, let's look at John 8:32. This is what it says. John 8:32. This is what? Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Praise the Lord. Preaching the undiluted Word of God is preaching the truth. Praise the Lord. That it is by you It is when you know His truth, that's when you're able to grow and become the person that God has called you to be. Praise the Lord. Because unless this thing is what you know, this coming in you, unless you know you have this truth in you, then you will not be able to live your life to the full purpose of the what God has called you to do. Praise the Lord. I love, you know, saying God, but it says that not knowing the truth, it crumbles you. Praise the Lord. It says, Lord, not knowing the truth puts you at an unfair disadvantage. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll give a perfect example. Let's say, you know what? Let's say, you know, there's a car out there and you don't know how to drive, right? And you need to get to it, you know, to a certain direction, right? You need to get to the destination. Now, the minute you know how to drive, when you get in the car and you get to that destination, right? Now, at the point you know how to drive, that means that somebody took the time to teach you how to drive, right? A lot of us went to driving school, right? So which means that, like, there was a teaching that occurred, and now you've acquired the knowledge, and now you can make that car perform and to do what it's meant to do, which is taking you to what? That destination. Praise the Lord. So which means that knowing the truth, it brings life. Praise the Lord. But also, knowing the truth empowers you. We say that knowledge is what? Exactly. Praise the Lord. Now, when we look at the church, you know, we wonder, we say, you know what? Why is it hard for people to, you know, to accept, you know, the truth that is in the Word? Why is it hard for people to accept the truth that is in the Bible? And the reason why is because people find it hard to accept the truth is because whatever it's teaching is not teaching them the truth. Because the minute that you're being taught the truth, you know what? Your spirit becomes receptive to it. Praise the Lord. Your spirit becomes what? Receptive to it. Let's go to John 14, 6. Let's read together. Jesus answered and said, what? I am the way, what? The truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So it means that to know the truth, right, is to know Jesus, praise the Lord. And let's go to Colossians 2. Colossians gives you a better, you know, explanation of what we just read. Colossians 2. Says that what? Our purpose is that what? They may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have what? The full, riches, and complete understanding, and rather that they may what? Know the mysteries of God, namely Christ. That's what it means to know the truth. It means that what? That you have understanding of the knowledge of God's mystery, which is what? Jesus Christ Himself. Praise the Lord. Now, unless you are taught effectively, meaning that being taught, like we talk about, you being taught to unite with the Word of God, it's hard for you to, you know what, to have faith. Praise the Lord. It is not hard for you to what? To have faith. Now, before we go any further, let's go to Romans 10, 17 and see what the Word of God says. Romans 10, 17. This is what? So then faith comes by what? By hearing and what? Praise the Lord. So it means that now, if faith comes by hearing, then to acquire much faith, then you know what? We must hear more, right? We must what? Hear more. Because it is by you coming, right? That's when you're able to hear more. You don't hear more by staying at home and thinking that, you know what, that you're on your own time. No. The only time you hear more is when you come. That's why when Steve was here this morning, encouraging us, you know what, he's teaching us the right stuff. He was saying what absolutely the right thing. Because it is when you come, the next thing, you know what? You give yourself away, you know what? So that you need faith in that one is food in you. But you look. So that when you hear anything that's contrary to the word of God, then you know what? When you have the substance in you that tells you, you know what? I'll fight otherwise. I will not accept this truth. Because this truth is not what is not of God. Because what does the word say? The word says, by what? By his stripes, by. I am here, so it means that God, if you hear a word that brings about that celebrates sickness, then what do? Then you bring your own word that casts out sickness. And says that, you know what? I fight otherwise. And the Christ says, I am here. But you know what? But unless you come to be cruel, how does that happen? That's why it's critical for us to come. I came one day, I came back another day, but now I'm here, you know what, that I'm fully convinced about this word, and now I can share it with you. Praise the Lord. That's how it happens. Now let's go to Colossians 2:6-7. Colossians 2:6-7. It says what? As you therefore, as you see Jesus Christ, the Lord, for what in him? To be what? Rooted and built up and established in the faith as you've been taught, right? Abounding in it with what? With what? So which means that now, the teaching that we see is the foundation. The truth, what is the foundation that you know what that you receive to build up your life with the Lord? Because as you come, you learn one verse, you meditate on it, you learn another one, you meditate on it, and it's important. You learn one verse, you meditate on it. I will preach this word. When the issues of life starts, then guess what? You have enough grace, you have enough truth, and you can cast them down. That is what you're doing. You're building up yourself up. That's why I like the most important thing in construction, as my brother always teaches, because he's an engineer. This is what? It's the foundation. It's the foundation. Because the foundation is so critical, because when the wind comes about, then you know what? That house will be moved side to side. But when you make shift, but at the same time, the ground it was what? It's so strong that it will not fall down. That's why you come. And that's why you go from that, from glory to glory. Praise the Lord. I mean, you can see the evidence of it. I've been doing this just for almost, I think probably almost a decade now. And we've seen people grow. We've seen the growth. You know, I mean, we've been taught, the undiluted word of God, and you can see the evidence of it. Testimonies upon testimonies. It goes to show you that, you know what, there's evidence that, you know what, there's power in the word of God. Praise the Lord. The evidence are there. I was in Sunday school, and you can see. They come on Sunday, they keep coming. You know, mommy would take them out of that class, graduate them, they'll go to other classes, and they go up and you see the maturity. Why? Because you know what? Because they're big team, and they're being grown, and now we're seeing the fruits of it. Praise the Lord. And now, those that are young, they're married, you know, and you can see the evidence of what God has done. Praise the Lord. People who came here, you know what, who may not know what, you know, like they may have whatever issues, but now they're the one preaching the gospel to you. echoes to show you that you are, there is truth. This way works, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to book 8 from verse 4. I'm sure you know the story. It says, when a great multitude had gathered, right, and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. Let's go to verse 5. It says, for some went out, what? To sow a seed. And as he sowed, some fell, what? By the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Let's go to 6. Some fell, what? On rock, and as soon, what? They sprang up, it withered away because it lacked what? Moisture. It says that some fell amongst thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and sucked it. It says, but others fell what? On good ground. But if you sprang up, yielded the crop, the 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, he who has what? Ears to hear. And here, praise the Lord. You see in verse 8, right? They talk about the seed that fell on good ground. That's you. It's referencing who? You. It's referencing you. That good ground, praise the Lord. It is by coming that you know what? The next seed that starts to what? Germany. It's that's the core, praise the Lord. And now we can see what? We can see the full evidence of it. When the seed grew, what happens? Something what? Come off the ground, praise the Lord. Now, I was reading something, and, about like, after reading this, or when that God ministered this verse to me. And I went, to see what, how does, a seed grow? Right? How does a seed grow? It says that, that for the seed to grow, that, there has to be water around it, praise the Lord. And also, in that passage, it's called imprecation, right? And it says that the water, the water itself, activate the proteins that are called enzyme, that begins the process of the growth of the seed, praise the Lord. So, which means that, you that comes here to hear the word of God, you continue to hear the word of God, then guess what? Your heart, your spirit becomes what? Conducive to that word. It begins to change. It begins to make you, it begins to change your nature. It begins to change your attitude. It begins to change what? Perception. Praise the Lord. You used to say negative things, and all of a sudden, you start saying positive things. And why? It's because, you haven't stopped listening to that word. You haven't what? Stopped listening to that word. Because those grains that are not producing, that are not growing up with that word, those that grow that word, it's because, they were not in the ground that allowed them to grow effectively, praise the Lord. But that seed that fell what? On that fertile soil, what did we see? We saw what? The evidence of it, praise the Lord. So, and even in the Bible, it says that, that the seed that we're talking about is the Word of God. It says that exactly in the Bible. It says, the seed, that we're referring to is what? The Word of God, praise the Lord. So when you let the Word of God, dwell in you, when you come upon it, when you fellowship upon the Word of God, that seed, that fell into good soil has only one option. It's to grow, praise the Lord. I want to take you somewhere else. Let's go to Acts 20, 30 to 32. he said, right? For one side, we liken the kingdom of God, right? Or with that parable, shall we picture it? Let's go to the next verse. It says, but the kingdom of God is what? It's like a mustard seed. Which, when it's sown on the ground, is smaller than all the seeds on earth. Let's go to the next verse. But when it's ripe, when it's sown, it grows up and becomes grown into all what? Right? And since that what? Life springs and what? So that the branches of the air may rest under its shade. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the next verse. Okay, so that's where we stop. As I heard this word, God started ministering to me, says that when that seed, the word of God, grows in fullness, it becomes, you know, the seed that's described in the Bible. It becomes that mustard seed, praise the Lord. As you begin to grow by letting the word of God perform its work in you, that's when you become a blessing to others, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, there's one misconception, you know, when it comes to the Bible. You see in Matthew, the last verse of Matthew, that talks about the Great Commission, right? You don't come here just to take. It took. It's good to take. But there comes a time. It's time for you to give, praise the Lord. Now, that's why the cross should mean a lot. Because you know what? We know where we came from, right? We came out of darkness. God, Jesus, you know, has brought us into his marvelous light. Now that we're enjoying this thing, that it is our duty. The Great Commission is not only for pastors, no. It's our duty, you know what? To go into the world, praise the Lord, to share the love of God that we have now became, you know, become beneficiaries of. Praise the Lord. By this thing that we're enjoying, that's what the love of God is. This thing that you're enjoying, you're about to bring it out to your people. Other people can enjoy it too. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know? But today I'm here to tell you that, you know what? You are that fertile ground that you're talking about. Praise the Lord. You are that good seed. You are that what? That fertile ground. Praise the Lord. And I'll take you to the book of Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9 from verse 2. Verse 1 and 2. Either way. You see, but what? Indeed, right? Even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and earthly sanctuary and physical support. So, what a tabernacle was prepared. The first part in which what? The lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. Is it in behind? The second veil was what? Was a part of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all. Praise the Lord. And then verse 4 says, which had what? The golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, and which were the golden pot that had the matter, Aaron's rod, that button, and the tablets of the covenant. Praise the Lord, keep going. It says, and above it were the what? Cherubim of glory of the chapter of mercy. Of these things, we cannot now speak in details. Now, let's go to Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. Verse 6, it says that, what? But your iniquities, what? Is what has separated you from what? From who? From God. And your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Praise the Lord. God will do some judgment again. We'll go to you. Matthew 27, 48, 51. Matthew 27, 48, 51. This is what? immediately one of them went and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on the reed, and offered it to him to drink, talking about Jesus. Praise the Lord. Verse 49 says, the rest said, evermore, let us see the light of what? Come to save him.
Go to verse 50. And Jesus, what? Cried out again with a loud voice and yielded what? His spirit. At that very moment. At what? That very moment. That's when your life changed. Praise the Lord. That's when you what? You became that fertile ground. Praise the Lord. How you, we go back to the Word of God and see what the Word of God says concerning that. As opposed to calling a friend, somebody who cannot even help you. Listen, if you call a friend about an issue, it's good to talk about stuff. But if it's not bringing you to the Word, you're not helping yourself. You're what? You're not helping yourself. Praise the Lord. Because you know what? We say it. You know what? Only Jesus can what? Can save. We sing it all the time. But you have to also believe it. Praise the Lord. Only Jesus can do what? Can save. And the Lord began ministering to me. He says that, you know what? The reason why people are bothered about the issues of life is because they do not know that they are the planting of the Lord. Right? You remember how we said that, you know what? You're that fertile ground. You're that good seed that must grow. So which means that if you know that you are the planting of the Lord, who can uproot you? Who can uproot you? No one. But you see why it's important to know the truth? Because it is that same truth that does what? That sets you free. Because if you walk in ignorance, what do you think happens? You will live a life, right, half full. You will not live a fulfilled life, and you will not rise to the level that God has called you to live. That's what it means. You know what? Listen, I'm telling you, in anything you do, there's that sweat equity. That's what I learned in business school. They're always talking about that sweat equity. There's a return on investment for those that come faithfully. And it's to experience what? The fullness of God. And it's to what? To grow from glory to glory. There's a benefit of it. Because it makes no sense for people to keep coming and for us not to see the evidence, you know what, of people growing. The miracles we hear, all the testimonies, it's all because of what? You know what? It's to show the power of God. Praise the Lord. It's to show us that, you know what, this word is what is true. Praise the Lord. Now, I just want to bring about a quick illustration. Now, I mean, I grew up in Haiti, so, you know, my great-grandfather was a farmer, and I've watched him plant, you know, many stuff. And now, I just want to take a quick illustration of a tree, right? Now, we talk about seed, right? We also talk about what? Trees. Now, when you look at how a tree grows, that process itself is that the seed, you know what, soon begin to what? Germinate, right? That's what we said. Now, suppose that the seed never, you know, fully complete the process of coming out of the ground. Or if that seed grows out of the ground but the roots are not growing, what do you think happened? That tree can easily be what? Uprooted. And that's the same thing for the Christian as well. So which means that, you know what, if you're not adding layers to what you heard before, what you heard yesterday, you're not adding layers, then what do you think you'll be? You'll be like that tree that, you know what, that could be easily uprooted. Because when you realize that you are the planting of the Lord, you know what it does for you? It makes you want more of the Word of God. It does what? It makes you want more of the Word of God. Because you know what? You know what? When we said this before, we said that, you know what? Your nature has changed. The minute that, you know what, Christ died, right? You know what? His blood was shed. Then you know what? You became that new man that we talk about in the Bible. But now, it is when you're being taught, it's after you're taught, that's when you begin to know that you're that new man. Suppose that you never thought you walk the way you used to walk before. Because you know what? There is no truth to let you know that, you know what? You're not this person that the Lord described. That you are what? You've been made new. What does the Bible say? Right? If anyone is in Christ, is what? Is a new creature. And what? All things have done what? Path. Behold what? Praise the Lord. That's what it is. That's what they're talking about. So which means that now it is through the teaching. to knowing this truth, then you know what? Then that's when you're able to what? To enjoy this new man that God has called you to be. And when you fully step in it, what does it say? Now, for you to even accept that, it says what? Our mind must be what? Renewed. It's renewed by what? By constantly fellowship, by constantly coming to Bible study, home fellowship, everything, any activity that there is. And that's how you're able to grow. I mean, if you look at us now, the way we can absorb information, I mean, the teachings are, they're on our podcast. We have them on our phone. We have Bible apps. So which means that if you really, you have that desire to grow, if you seek him what diligently, you will grow. Praise the Lord. Amen. So now we agree that, you know what, the seed or the tree that has not developed to its full capacity can be easily what? Uprooted. Praise the Lord. The reason why is because that the roots of that tree has not what? Grown down deep enough. It's what? It's laying around. So anybody that could come can easily do what? Now, when this thing, as you begin, you know, you came once, you heard the word of God, and it ministered to you, and you keep on coming. You know what? The person that you have now become is the person with roots so deep in Christ, then like that, why, you know, the issues of life can no longer uproot you. All you do from this point, you know what, is to grow effectively, is to enjoy the good of the land. Praise the Lord. Because why? Because you know what? You've been made immovable. You've been made untouchable. And that's what, and now you grow in faith. When situations come at your door, you know what? Now you begin to have the boldness to proclaim the word of God concerning that situation. Because that's what I said in the beginning. I said that, you know what? Any truth concerning life has been written. It was what? Written. We sing it. We sing that song that says whatever is written, right? It's written. Because there's nothing that can do to change what? What we have in Christ. Praise the Lord. Then that's when you begin to see that me, my family, we are what? The planting of the Lord. We are what? The planting of the Lord. I will not be moved. I will not be oppressed. Listen, sickness is oppression from who? From the devil. Isn't that what you taught us? It says sickness is what? Oppression from the devil. So which means that now, if I am the planting of the Lord, I will not allow any sickness to uproot me. I will not what? Allow any sickness to what? To uproot me. Because that, why? That sickness did not plant me. I'm telling you, you have to believe this thing. And it works. It works. Let your home be practiced for what? For the concerning the things that God has said about you. You have to what? Live it out. You have to do what? Live it out. Live it out. Let's go to Psalm 125, verse 1 and 2, Amplified. I want Amplified. Oh, what does it say? Those who what? Trust in the Lord are what? Like what? Mount Zion, which cannot be what? But what? Praise the Lord. That's what we're talking about. That's what you become when you come and hear this word of God. It changes you. It makes you what? Immovable. It changes you. Praise the Lord. So now, when issues come, what do you say? I am what? The planting of the Lord. That's why when Pastor was talking about sales, I wrote this down. It says that, you know what? When sickness comes, you say, I am the planting of the Lord. Every cell in my body is under the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what we say. Now you attack this thing from what? From the core. From the core. From what? The core. So you can now have your victory. Because God, Jesus didn't go through all this for us, you know what, to be powerless. He went through all this so, you know what, so we can be powerful. And that's who we are. And you know what? And when people around you, you know what, sees what God is doing in your life, you know what? It makes your God attractive. It makes your God attractive. It makes what? Your God attractive. They have to be able to differentiate those with the power and those without the power. So which means that when you speak as what? You speak as what? As the oracle of God. You proclaim the truth concerning what God says about you. It says that what? You shall be the head and not the tail. That's what we're talking about. That's why we preach this word of God. That's why we do what? We preach it, we believe it, we eat it, whatever. I'm telling, listen, man, the best thing you can ever do in this life, the best thing you can ever do in this life is to come at the feet of Jesus and let him teach you. I'm telling you, your whole perspective will change. I was sharing with them in Bible, you know, on Tuesday. I said, listen, God has taken us, you know what? I was saying that, you know what? The cross should mean more to the Christian. What did I say? The cross should mean more to who? To the Christian. Because, you know what? This cross, man, it has done so much for us. It has done what? So much for us. We were here. And what did, you know what? Because Christ laid down his life, we've been elevated. We have what? Bird's eyes view. When you stand here, if I'm standing here, I'm on this street, can I see what's happening on the next? But guess what? But if I'm in a helicopter, can I see what's below? That's where Christ has elevated you. So which means that, you know what? When he says that you sit it far above, it means that, you know what? Listen, to have dominion is not to be below, it's to be up. That's what it means. That's what the word of God means. To have dominion is what? It's not to be below, it's to be up. Where now you're managing things. That life that God has given you, through this word, you're managing every situation. You're managing every situation. You know what? If it's, you know, issues in your household, you know what? Use the word to what? To manage that situation. And if it's the devil, we use it to obliterate him. We will, man, completely destroy him. Obliterate. Like, listen, I came here. I know big words too. You've taught me big words. Clap for me. I know books. Praise the Lord. So that's what you use this word of God, what? To destroy the devil. You have to claim your victory. And you know what it says? And say, Lord, take your glory. That's what we sing this morning. That's why we sing. Listen, my wife can tell you, if she says something that's not correct, I say, babe, you know what? How about when you said it that way? She said, you know what? That's true. Because sometimes somebody may say something and it's not right. If you don't do it in love, you know what? The spirit won't be receptive to it. Because now you become like this guy with the sword in the Bible. And that's just chasing people. No, that's not what we do. No. You say, babe, you know what? What does the Bible say concerning this thing? And then the minute you say that question, you know what? They begin to wonder. They say, you know what? She'll come to me and say, you know what? Babe, you're right. What I said was not correct because that's not what the word of God says. But you see what happens? Right? You bring up, you know what? The foundation has been laid. She's been coming. She's hearing. I've been coming. I'm hearing. And now the truth that I've received. Now, when I hear something that's contrary to the word of God, I have this reference point that tells me whether, you know what, I should move left, whether I should believe the support or not. That's what the word of God is. It's your reference point. When somebody says, when your boss is saying that, you know what, when people say, oh, you'll never amount to anything, you'll never be this, see what the word of God says concerning that. You see this verse I quote that says, you shall be the head and not to tell. That was in the Old Testament. It says now we are in a far much better covenant. Whoa! What a life to live. I'm telling you. I said to Pastor, Pastor, I'm only 32. I'm only 32. I said, man, by the time I'm 60, I'll be flowing. I will be flowing. Because you know what? Because the word of God will be so, my roots will go deep. My roots will what? Go deep. Because when Jesus died, I became that fertile ground. I became that what? That fertile ground. I became that good seed that germinated. That's why, you know what? When it came time for us, you know, to have children, we wanted babies. And we said, you know what? All these negative things that we're hearing, I said, you know what? It's time to stop. You know what? Listen, I'm telling you, you cannot go from Sunday to Sunday and not experience joy. You cannot what? Go from Sunday to Sunday and not experience joy. There comes a point where you say what? Enough is enough. Then you know what? Then you take this word and you take it to them. And what will they do? They will flee. They will do what? They'll flee. That's what happens. Listen, I'm telling you, I was here one time, you know, came a couple of Sundays ago, and something dropped in my spirit. It's, how can people come into the presence of God and live with the same problem that they came with? How is that normal? How is that normal? We live in a society where they glorify disease, talking about autism and awareness month. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Word of God. Everywhere you go, they bombard you with all types of stuff that destroys your faith. I don't care for that. I will not wear a pin that says autism speaks. No, Jesus speaks. That's what we're talking about. What? Jesus speaks. Because all these things that you're hearing, it's only designed, you know what, to crumble your faith. It's not the truth, because the truth empowers. Which means that anything that's not truth, it crumbles your faith. That's what it means to come. So which means that, listen, in the life that you ought to live in Christ is an incredible life. And all you have to do is, you know what? Apply yourself. Apply yourself. Apply yourself. I remember one time we came for a Wednesday prayer, and Pastor like was talking about this man that grew, like, I mean, he was like in his late age, was still strong. And he taught us that, you know, this verse that says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord and forget not his benefits. He will heal what? All my diseases. Man, he gave me that thing and I ran with it. I ran with it. When you come here, you come to take what is given and for you to run with it. You put these what? You put these tools in your tool belt and you walk around like this. You know what? Full of the power of God. So you can what? Enjoy the good of the land. That's what it means to know Christ. You're blessed. You know what? Now you can become a blessing to others. There's benefit in coming. There's tremendous what? Benefit in coming. And you know what? The thing is that God is so powerful and marvelous. When he's moving things, sometimes we don't perceive it that way. No. Listen. Let the seed be the seed. Let it go the way it ought to go. Without you doing things to add. Without you what? Doing anything. So therefore, you know what? We don't take the glory for it. Now listen. You taught us this here. You were teaching us how to pray. How the early church prayed. They didn't pray with option. They pray with what? Only one option. That, you know what? Whatever they pray for should surely what? Come to pass. That's how you pray. But these are the things that what we've learned here. We've what? Learned here. Listen, it's only the thing that God puts his hand into. Those are the only things that will prosper. So during, you know what? I wrote something down and I just want to share it. It says that there must be what? An incubation process. There must be what? Incubation process. To let this thing marinate and let it grow to that seed. Because when they describe that mustard seed, they say, well, you know what? It grows so huge. It grows so huge that now it becomes what? Yeah, it becomes a shade, but it's also become where the birds, what? Exactly. So where you are in your neighborhood, wherever you are, you know what? People should look at you and be drawn to you. Why? Because you're full of the power of God. You're full of the love of God. And you know what? And when they see you, they see God. Because you know what? You are what? You are an ambassador for him. So if people are in a circle complaining, you should be the one to bring that good news about. Why are you complaining for? You lose a job, so what? You find another one. There's plenty of jobs. There's plenty of jobs. You lose one, you find another one. Because what? The grace that we're under is continuous. That's what I was teaching on Tuesday. I said the grace of God is what? Continuous. If the grace of God was not continuous, under the law, we would have died and remained there. We would have what? Died and remained there. Because there wouldn't have been any additional provision. So which means that this grace that we're experiencing is the additional provision. Because the law, what, you know what, brought about death. But Jesus, what, brings about life. That's what we teach. That's what we believe. Man, listen, I'll tell you this. My friend went for a job, took the test and everything. They told him, well, you know what? You didn't score the score that we wanted. You don't have the job. And he called me. I was like, how can this be? I said, no. Man, I said, listen, I'm telling you, I give you like, you know, roughly about 30 days. You find yourself another job. And now he's working. That's how you preach the gospel. Your friends, people that you know that are passing through stuff, you know what? This is your opportunity to share the word, to show people that, you know what? The God that you believe in is a real God. That's your opportunity. Be gentle to them. Talk to them. Show love to them. What we experience in Christ is, you know what? We cannot even begin to fathom it. To live out the love of God and to do the unexpected things. The things that people don't expect you to do, do them. Like loving them. Like sometimes if you're nice to people in this day and age that we live in, they think that you have an ulterior motive. No. My friend, the love of God is flowing to me. I'm obligated to be nice. I'm obligated to what? To show love. I shouldn't withhold myself from doing that. You should show love. Be interested in the person next to you. That's what it means to know Christ. Because Christ was what? Interested in people. That was his ministry. That was what? His ministry. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to Psalm 1. Let's go to Psalm 1. Psalm 1. It says what? Let's all read together. It says what? I want Amplified. I want Amplified. It says what? Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, enviable is the man who what? Walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following the advice, the plans, and purpose, nor stands what? Keep going. Submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sit down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. Let's keep going. But what? His delight and desire is what? In the word of God. And what? In the precepts, the instructions, the teaching of God. He habitually does what? What? Ponders and studies by day and what? Praise the Lord. Keep going. Whoa. He shall be like what? Firmly what? And what? By the streams of what? Ready to bring about what? And what? Praise the Lord. That's who you are. That's why we said that you are the planting of the Lord. You are a tree that what? That will bring forth fruits. Praise the Lord. That's why we see this word, we believe it. I said, man, God really said something to me. He says that, you know what? People should be excited about reading the word. Because the word of God is your testimony. Because if you're facing a challenge in where, whether it's sickness or whatever the case may be, and you know what? The word of God says, by his stripes you are healed. If you stand up here and say, praise the Lord, I am healed, what are you saying? You're declaring the same truth that is written in the Bible. That's what you're doing. You're doing what? Declaring the same truth that was written in the Bible. That's why, you know what? The word of God is the testimony of the brethren. The word of God is what? It's the testimony of the brethren. So which means that you have to know all of it. You have to be excited to read it. Audio Bible, you read it in the page, you read it through your phone, you bookmark, you do whatever. In my notes, if God ministers something to me, I write it down. And he keeps ministering and gives me more and gives me more and gives me more. You'll find yourself that, listen, it's the supernatural that controls the natural. It's what? The supernatural that controls what? The natural. So even something concerning your job, whatever it is, you can always go to the word of God. Always go to the word of God. Concerning who to marry, whatever it is, go to the word of God. Go to what? To the word of God. Those that what? Diligently come. They will always experience the work and the power of God. They will always experience it. That's why it's important to come, even for me. I mean, this last 6 months has been tremendous. Great things has happened. But, you know, but the thing is, like, listen, when you lay down your life to serve God the way you ought to serve Him, man, what does it say? The word says what? Seek first, right? And what? And what? And it's, and what happens then? That's what happens. So with that, I'll close with a testimony. You know, my, you know, at my job, there's been a lot of shifts. There's been a lot of shifts. There's been a lot of shifts, and that we didn't even know about. Sometimes we use situation and stressful situation to use them as an excuse to not do things. As the shift were happening, we said that, you know what, we will not be moved. We'll let God do what He does. And we're in a meeting. I was talking to my boss. I said, well, listen, we have partnership with these banks, and that partnership is not effective. And I think that we should do something about it, because otherwise we'll not be able to grow like our competitors are growing. Okay. I spoke as an oracle of God. I said what was wrong. And what do you think happened? Within a few months, now, that assignment, who's doing it? I'm doing it. It goes to show you, you know what, that don't use excuses, stress from your job to not do the work of God. What? Don't do that. Listen, Pastor always says this thing. He says that, you know what, it's good not to miss, you know what, church services. Because you never know when God will strike. You never know where we'll move. That's why it's important to come. Because you never know when you'll move. You could be chasing in overtime. But guess what? It could have been that day that God opened your eyes to start your own business. How would you know? Were you there? Nope. And you missed out. So now, even with the help of technology, you can listen to these services. Even if you're not here, you can't make it for whatever reason. Because, you know what? We know we live in America. We can always be in every single place. But at the same time, the least you can do is what? Is to listen to that word. On your way to work, put that podcast on. I knew Jesus loved me, but it's not until I came here and heard Pastor preach this sermon. I'll never forget. It says, right? It said in the beginning, it says, you have to know the love of God and you have to believe it. And he taught about knowing the love of God some odd years ago. Then that's when I began to understand that, man, I am loved. Praise the Lord. I am what? Love. So that's why it's critical for us to come. That's why, you know what? The things that God says about you, you have to believe them. And that's how, you know what? Your way begins to be prosperous. Praise the Lord. Because that's what we've been teaching, you know, that's our theme for this year. You know, that we should trust in the Lord with all our heart, that we should not lean onto our what? Our own understanding, that in all our ways we should acknowledge Him. And you know what? You will do what? Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm done.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.